Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. Every once in a while, I like to check in with executives in the golf industry to learn about the latest and greatest. Wes Whittingham, the VP of Sales for Volvic, joins me. Wes, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, Anne. It's great to be on your show.
Well, Volvic has been in the golf ball production business for 40 years and is really known for innovation. And congratulations, by the way, on making the Golf Digest hot list. The Volvic XT soft golf balls received a gold medal rating on the magazine's best new golf balls equipment list this year in the over $35 category.
Well, thank you. We love being on that list, that's for sure.
And I know Volvic has really led the way in innovation. Could you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. You know, many of your listeners probably recognize Volvic as the brand that brought Vivid, which is the number one matte finish golf ball, to the marketplace. And, you know, we have 11 different colors in our golf ball lineup, along with 48 different options when I combine colors and finishes and different types of covers. But, you know, the Vivid is really what put Volvic, at least in the United States, on the map. And the wonderful thing about the matte finish, besides disguising the dimples so the golf ball almost looks like a ping pong ball when you look at it, is the fact that that type of finish actually has some playing benefits, performance benefits. And two of those benefits are more distance and a straighter drives off the tee, because the finish, the matte finish on the golf ball, literally puts less spin on the golf ball off of the driver. But conversely, off irons, it actually creates more friction off the grooves of your iron face, and so it creates more spin on those short game shots into the green and around the green, and really that's where you get your stroke saving. And that's just one of the things that Volvic has brought to the game, along with, I think, a very unique way that we engineer the core or the engine of the golf ball. And similar to golf shaft companies and golf companies that feature high-end graphite shafts and their drivers and woods, you know, the shaft is really the engine of the golf club. Well, in a golf ball, it's the core of the ball. Now, all other manufacturers today, the very center of the core typically is the softest portion of the golf ball. And then as you go to the exterior of the core, it becomes firmer. Volvic actually reverse engineered that. So the hardest point of our golf ball is the very center, and then it becomes softer as you go to the exterior. And the benefit to that is that it actually increases compression, ball velocity, and especially for players with club head speeds below tour level club head speeds, which are typically 110 miles per hour and above, they're going to get more ball velocity off all their shots. So it's a fantastic benefit, I think, for all your listeners out there.
Well, let's go back to the Vivid, the world's first matte finish golf ball. You know, it's just so innovative. And so what led to this concept?
So the original concept of matte finish, you know, everybody has always used a glossy finish on their golf balls. And what it is it's basically a polyurethane spray or coating that's applied to the golf ball after it's either been painted, but it's typically in the very last process of the manufacturing of a golf ball. And that's true with any golf manufacturer. And really, polyurethane does not have a performance benefit. It just makes the golf ball look shiny and pretty, right? So it's a cosmetic benefit. Whereas with matte finish, we started experimenting with this, and when we started realizing what it did off the driver, which is typically where we start when we're manufacturing golf balls, we like to test it when a golf ball is under the highest stress. And, you know, people, when they're hitting a drive, are typically delivering 90 mile per hour plus club head speed to the ball, and then the ball is leaving the club face at 130 miles per hour or more. And so we really wanted to see what would happen, and we noticed a significant drop in spin, backspin on the golf ball. And any time that you can reduce spin, the ball is going to go straighter. And so we kept experimenting with it and developing different coating applications so we could get the density just perfect. And ultimately, that's what led to the introduction of matte finish to the marketplace.
And I would think young people are really attracted to all these different colors. I mean, they're just so unusual looking, yet they're fun, right?
They are. And that's a fantastic point. You know, of course, today in particular, you know, who would have ever thought that a pandemic would lead to these incredible surges in the amount of play that we're seeing, rounds played? I think the July rounds played reports just came out the other day, and we're up 20% over last year in rounds played in the month of July, and we're up 3% as an industry overall year to date. And a lot of those players are new players to the game and younger players, and you're going to continue to see more and more of these younger players pick up color golf balls because they're easier to see in the air, and they're much easier to see on the ground, and they are. They're more fun to play with. And I've noticed that when I go out to my local club, watching relatively new players, recreational players out at the golf course, and they're all playing some type of a color golf ball.
I was going to definitely ask you what you thought about the golf boom taking place in our country right now during this pandemic. You know, rounds, as you say, are way up. Equipment sales are booming.
Yes, equipment sales actually had the best July, best month, as a matter of fact, ever recorded in our history. And, you know, I go way back in the golf industry, but just this past month in July in total equipment sales, it exceeded any other month if you go all the way back to 2006. And, you know, the wonderful thing about the rounds played and all the people that are coming out to play, et cetera, is that, you know, what we're noticing is the enthusiasm of all these people coming out and teeing it up, playing, interacting, and really getting introduced to the game. Not, you know, and that doesn't even include all the people that played and their participation rates are up, you know, because one of the things that actually had been dropping across the country is that, sure, we have 25 million players out there, but a significant amount of the avid and core players just weren't playing as many rounds as they used to. And that has completely been flipped on its head. And now we're seeing all those players play far more rounds than they have in the past.
Right. Well, I live on the east end of Long Island, and every pro out in the Hamptons will tell you, you know, it's up to 50% more rounds this season than last. And kids are filling up their junior clinics. You know, I guess the camps are...
Isn't that great?
There's no summer camps for kids. So a lot of families are putting these kids into clinics. And it's a very safe, fun way for the whole family to social distance. And boy, what a great sport anytime, but particularly during this crazy, you know, time with the pandemic. And speaking of young people, and I'm sure the Marvel Black Widow gift set is great for all ages, but I think it's great that Volvic has partnered with Marvel, the publisher of comic books. And Walt Disney owns Marvel, and it, you know, it all makes sense. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to. You know, the greatest thing about the introduction of the Black Widow is that that's the first female Marvel Avenger character that's been introduced. So now all those young girls out there that are playing golf, et cetera, and have been introduced to our Marvel golf balls, et cetera, now they have a golf ball that they can call their own as well. But we started our relationship with Marvel about 3 years ago, and it's been just a complete home run for us. We have seven different characters, and, you know, one thing that we've noticed is that regardless of someone's age, everyone seems to just be gravitating to this product. And wherever we have it located, whether it's in a pro shop or at a retail store, you know, the interest level is peaked, and they go over and they take a look at it and pick it up, and they, you know, and it's just an automatic, I've got to have this, and add it to their collection. And so, we've been very successful with it. We look forward to, building out the rest of that product line assortment with some accessories, including bags and umbrellas and headwear, things of that nature, and really developing this because it really does speak to all ages.
Really? And congratulations to Volvic, who, you know, you're growing the game, you're thinking, you know, outside the box, so to speak, and I love these innovations. Talk a little bit about, you know, the soft rubber core of the Volvic XT soft golf ball. It uses a rare heavy metal, and apparently it improves resiliency and promotes better energy transfer.
Sure. So that particular addition to the core is a material that is called bismuth. And the reason why we add bismuth is that it does. It accelerates expansion. And so whenever we can compress a golf ball and the faster it comes back to round after impact, that's where people pick up their ball velocity. And that's really where that energy transfer is the difference between people that are hitting a shot and it goes up in the air and it looks great, but then it simply falls out of the sky, as opposed to compressing the golf ball. And now they've got some real energy transfer going on, and certainly they're going to pick up a lot more distance. The beauty behind some of these different properties and science that we bring to the product is that in every case, we're really directing the product towards specific types of skill sets and specific types of players. You know, we build products throughout our line that are really dedicated to players with high club head speeds all the way to low club head speeds to recreational players. And I think it's very important for all your listeners to make sure that they are properly fit to the right product,
sure,
not only in golf clubs, but golf balls. I mean, they could go out and spend $400 or $500 on a driver, and if it isn't fit properly to them, quite frankly, it's a waste of money. And the same thing applies to a golf ball. They really need to make sure that they're fit to the proper ball. And our new XT Soft is the perfect product for players with club head speeds 95 miles per hour and below. And you know, it's especially important off the tee ball, because that's really where you're going to change the dynamic, you know, of the way somebody plays the entire hole. And boy, if you can pick up 5, 10, 15 yards off your tee ball, all of a sudden that changes the complexion of the rest of the golf course. And you know, we're out there to have fun, and that certainly makes the game a lot more fun.
Sure. I was just going to say, well, so many amateur golfers don't really realize that getting fitted for the right golf ball is essential. As you say, they'll spend hours getting fitted for, you know, for the clubs, but many people don't, you know, understand really the ball technology and that it's just as important to be fitted for the right, you know, golf ball for your level.
No question about it, Ann. And I'll tell you what, just to, you know, illustrate this with a quick example. You know, think about it this way. If you or I were being fit to a product that really is better suited to a PGA Tour player, a Tour player that's delivering 115 mile per hour or 120 mile per hour club head speed, somebody like a Brooks Koepka, for example, it doesn't make any sense, common sense, for you or I to be playing a ball that he's going to perform with as opposed to us that are going to be delivering club head speeds that are going to be far lower than that. And so we need a softer compression product, a product that's really going to drive more benefits for our game and the way we play, as opposed to Brooks Koepka and the way he plays.
So absolutely. I mean, I've never played steel shafts in my life. I've always played graphite shafts, you know, and they've ranged from regular shafts to senior shafts to,
sure.
you know, women shafts, you know, how they label these different, you know,
right.
clubs. And so what right. about the ball for an amateur, as you say, with a 95 mile an hour or below swing speed? You recommend, did you say the XT Soft for them?
Our new XT Soft that did win the gold on the Golf Digest Hot List is a perfect product for them. It combines all the elements of a urethane cover. It has a softer compression, so players with club head speeds 95 miles per hour and below can compress the golf ball. We have a really unique alignment aid that we put on the seam of the golf ball. It's available in two different colors here in the United States, in white and in yellow. And that's a perfect product. It's a three-piece product, and it's a perfect product for the amateur player that that's delivering a club head speed in that 95-mile-per-hour below range.
And then what do you recommend for the amateur who has a faster swing than 95?
So we make two other urethane products, one called our Tour S4 and the other is the Tour S3. Now, the 4 simply is a four-piece or four-layer golf ball, so it's the core, two mantle layers, and the cover, the urethane cover. And then we also make the S3, which is a three-piece product. Now, the S3 is really a perfect product for players in that 95 to 100, 105 mile per hour club head speed. And then if you're above 105 mile per hour club head speed, that's where the S4 is probably the perfect product for them. And that's our tour level, if you will, club head speed associated products.
So what do you say when people debate, you know, technology in the game and you know, many say that ball technology will have to be curtailed because, you know, these professionals
right.
are just hitting the these balls,
sure.
just, you know, crushing the ball off the tee. What do you say to people who talk about golf ball technology?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, the people that are always bringing it up are the people that are not tour players that are actively out there trying to earn a living for playing golf for a living. So, you know, typically it's retired players or players that are or people in the golf industry that are not playing for a living. But, you know, if you ask any tour player, they're delighted with the golf ball. They love the advancements that have been made in golf balls. And don't forget, the USGA has already implemented basically a speed governor, if you will, on all golf ball manufacturers as it is. So there's a maximum allowance made in all golf balls in terms of initial ball velocity. So once we pass that threshold, that ball is non-conforming. So to be on the conforming list of the USGA, every golf ball has to be at or below the initial ball velocity. And so that's, you know, to me, that is the ultimate speed limit, if you will, that's already imposed on all golf balls. I would say this. To me, the professional players today, and of course, Bryson DeChambeau is the perfect example of this, they're in much better physical condition. The equipment overall that they're using is remarkably different than what was used 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. For many players, and the conditions of the golf course are so much better than they were 30, 40 years ago that it's not even really the same type of game. But I guarantee you, in your backyard, you're going to have a tournament called the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, which is a fantastic layout. And, you know, playing that golf course, you're going to have the players there are going to have to hit the ball straight. They're going to have to manage their game, and they're going to have a complete strategy
sure.
attacking that golf course to score well. And so distance will not necessarily be the only metric, if you will, or the only scenario that's going to separate the winner from everybody else.
Sure, good point. I mean, a lot of these tournaments or, you have distance as a premium, but particularly at Wingfoot for the U.S. Open, you better know how to get out of the rough. You better stay out of that rough, right? And you
Exactly.
better have a great short game. And it really always comes down to making the putts, really, for pros
really
and amateurs, that's for sure. So tell me a little bit about your background, Wes. You've been in the golf business for a long time, working with some, major golf companies from Orlemar Golf to Bridgestone. So you've had quite the golf background.
I have a pretty well-rounded background. I actually started in the golf industry as a golf course superintendent. So I was the Bill Murray, if you will, of the golf industry, of going out and cutting greens and setting pins, et cetera. And I ultimately worked my way into working on the manufacturing side and in sales and worked my way up kind of through the ranks in that. And, it's a career that was really happened more by accident than by design.
Really?
But it's been a fantastic career. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I don't even look at it as work. To me, being in the golf business is, it's so much fun. And you meet so many great people. And you're working in an environment that it just doesn't get any better than the environment that any of us in the golf industry have the opportunity to work in and work with. So it's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I've had the opportunity to meet some fantastic people along the way, and certainly go to some outstanding places during my career as well.
And that superintendent background, that experience, I'm sure, has proved to be invaluable with what you do now in the golf ball business.
It certainly gives me a different perspective, and the other thing about that perspective is starting there, then working in the pro shop. Ultimately, I worked some off-course retail. I worked on the floor, managed stores, and then worked my way into the sales side of it as a representative, and then up through management, et cetera, and then also through all kinds of different categories. But, the basic denominator for all of us is really understanding the consumer and understanding what the true needs are of the consumer. And a lifelong lesson I've always looked at is being on the manufacturing side. Oftentimes, we look at products and we kind of look at products almost in a vacuum. And I think that what we all need to kind of sit back and look at is, who's that player that we're designing the product for? Are they really going to see some benefits? Are they going to enjoy themselves when they're out there playing? And essentially, what are we building? We're building toys. We're building toys for all those golfers out there to use, have fun with, and hopefully continue to love and play the game that all of us are engaged in.
I love it. You're building toys. And we're playing with those toys and having such a great time with it. Golf is just, as you say, such an incredible sport. Great people. It takes us to some of the most gorgeous properties in the world. And Volvic certainly adds to that beauty and innovation. I appreciate you coming on, Wes Whittingham. Continued success. And thanks for coming on Sports Interview.
Absolutely, Ann. Really enjoyed my time with you and your listeners. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.